Acts from our fathers, the apostles, their holy blessings be with us. Amen. And now God's worked usual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jews exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Christ whom Paul preaches." Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" Then the man in them whom the evil spirit was leaped from them, empowered them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. This known both to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many who had believed came confessing, telling their deeds. Also, many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted up the value of them, and they told it, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. When these things were accomplished, Paul purposed in spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, "After I have been there, I must also see Rome." So he sent into Macedonia two of those who ministered to him, Timothy and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia for some time. The word of the Lord shall grow, shall be mighty, and shall be confirmed in the holy church of God. Amen.